I love it.
Egypt, amen. Make our exodus. Glory to God. Go to our promised land. Hallelujah. Our Moses is coming. Amen. What Moses said, like unto me, Lord, raise up a prophet.
Amen. And you were here.
Hallelujah.
Sure would be nice if
he
come tonight, wouldn't
it? Amen, Brother Ed. I'm so ready to get out of here. I'm telling you, buddy.
I got my house in order, so I'm ready to get out.
I'm homesick.
This is my all-time favorite. Danny sings it a lot, but just was on my heart today.
Bless the Lord.
Yeah.
you about this.
That God, His Son, sent Him to die.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
His sinners can take it in.
Oh, my. Call them up.
Danny, I'll make sure you get the mic, he
said. Bless them, Lord.
No, we
want to
hear you.
Amen.
What you gonna sing?
Last one more.
I was filled up with you, I was singing. Amazing grace, how sweet thou sound,
oh, yes,
that saved a wretch,
yes,
like
Thank you. Amen.
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 Yes.
Amen. Hallelujah.
I'm gonna need the mic. I'm not.
Amen.
Nelson, I'm
gonna
say.
Oh, you gonna
sing one?
Yes.
Amen. Bless him, Lord.
Listen to that one. Jesus, 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 he's keeping me alive.
Yeah.
Jesus, Jesus, he's keeping me alive. Oh, Jesus, 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 he's keeping me alive. Oh, Jesus is keeping me alive. He's bread when I'm hungry, Lord, keeping me alive. Keeping me alive.
That's right.
Oh, Jesus is keeping me alive.
Yeah.
Well, Jesus, 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 he's keeping me alive. Well, Jesus, 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 he's keeping me alive. Well, Jesus, 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 he's keeping me alive.
Yeah.
Well, Jesus is keeping me alive. He's water when I'm thirsty.
That's right.
Lord, he's keeping me alive.
Bless him, Lord.
Happy Sabbath.
Bless him.
Amen. Amen.
It's a true song.
Bless him, Lord. Bless him, Jesus.
Bless him, God.
Bless you. Every time I turn around,
amen.
The Lord is blessing me.
Amen.
Every time I turn around,
yeah,
the Lord is blessing me. Every time I turn around, the Lord is blessing me. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. I'm blessed.
Amen.
Every time I wave my hand,
yeah,
the Lord is blessing me.
Amen.
Every time I wave my hand,
yeah,
the Lord keeps on blessing me. Every time I wave my hand, the Lord is blessing me.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Yeah, hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Yeah.
I'm blessed.
Amen.
I'll leave it right there.
Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
We are blessed, that's for sure.
And not only me, that takes all of us.
Amen.
Good job, buddy. Good job.
I believe it's Psalms chapter 1. It says, blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of ungodly.
That's right.
Nor sitteth in the seat of the scornful, nor standeth in the way of sinners. But his delight's in the law of his God. And in his law doeth he meditate day and night. He shall be like a tree planted by rivers of water that bringeth forth his fruit in his season. And his leaf also shall not wither.
That's right.
I'm telling you, buddy, you can't go wrong going with God. Yeah,
amen.
Look at y'all. I'm blessed.
Amen.
And Aretha sung that song there. How great thou art. Hebrews 6:18 says, when God couldn't swear by no greater, he swore by his own name to Abraham, saying, surely in blessing, I'll bless thee. I'll tell you what, buddy, we can't get no greater than God. He puts a blessing on you. I'll tell you right now, buddy, that's a blessing. Amen.
Amen.
You know what? That's one thing God likes to do. He likes to bless. I'm going to tell you, buddy, he said, I set before you a blessing and a curse. He said, you can have any one you want. I'll take the blessing. Amen.
Right.
It's my honor to introduce again the evangelist, beloved brother.
Amen.
Been on my knees praying for him for a long time. He's exceeded my expectations. Got God all over him. I would like to ask Brother Charles Fishback come tonight.
Yeah.
Take his rightful place behind the pulpit of the Lord and deliver God's message tonight. We're thankful to have him. You come on, Brother
Amen.
Charles.
Amen. Yeah.
Amen. Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
Bless you. Hallelujah, preacher.
Hallelujah. Amen. 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 First, giving honors to God and to Brother Wade, and thanking him for that kind introduction, and to other preachers here. I know one other preacher here, Brother Warren.
Yeah.
We've had several here during the week, and the house at large. We're thankful for you coming out to be with us again tonight.
Yeah.
Amen.
I just love this brother, boy. Every time he opens his mouth, the word comes out.
Amen.
And, he's encouraging. Amen. And he talks about how he preached on the street for so many
years.
And something different about preaching other places other than just an organized church. Like when I preached in the jail, that was just really a blessing.
Amen.
You preach and you know people want to hear it. And preached in the National Guard some.
Yeah.
It's just a different setting.
Sure is.
It's a blessing. We're so glad to have my father-in-law here with me tonight.
Amen.
Amen.
Metcalf County, just the other side of the Barron County line.
Yeah.
So it's a blessing for him to be here. And Sister Tina come out and join with us tonight. Of course, Brother Warren and his wife, CJ, is here for the first time tonight.
Amen.
So, and of course, we're so thankful. Many of you have been here every night. The Smiths has been here every night. Brother Kenner has come back every night, except for last night he got caught up. And several of you have been here every night here with Landmark Baptist. So we thank God for you.
Yeah.
We miss Sister Sharon tonight. Hope that everything's all right with her.
Yeah.
I know that she told us to pray for her. So we miss them. And I just see Carolyn stepped out somewhere.
She's counting. You're awesome, brother.
Oh, she's counting. All right.
Yeah.
Amen. Amen. But we're just so happy to be here. We've been praying all day, and Brother Wade said he's been praying with me for a couple of months, praying for me. So we know many of you have been praying for us. So, so we thank you for that. I'm used to hear my dad say, sometimes I feel like the least of the ministers, and I kind of inherited that in a way. Sometimes, you know, you do what you're able to do.
Amen. And, that's right.
Amen.
Oftentimes you feel like you just don't stack up to others.
Bless you, brother.
But I don't want to be, I told my wife today, I don't want to be that you know, the Bible talks about a parable where the landowner gave one 5 talents and he gave another one 2 talents and he gave another one 1 talent. The one with 5 gained 5 more. The one with 2 gained 2 more. And the one with 1, he wasn't buried. And he missed out on heaven.
Amen.
Whatever talent I got, I don't want to
buried. Amen.
That's right.
That's right.
I want to try to do what I can.
Boy, that's right.
Amen. For the Lord. Amen. So, again, we're happy to be here. And came off, forgot my glasses, but my wife had some spares, and brother.
There's all kinds of if you need.
Brother Wade said he got.
We got glasses everywhere now.
Every size you need.
Any size.
He's got all of them. So, amen. I think I got one spare set up at the church in case I forget them. Brother Wade's got all kinds of them. He does things in a big way. Amen. We're going to sing this song tonight. We thank Sister Tina and Brother Kenneth.
Yes.
Sang one that I often sing. So it means a lot to me. Amen. I am redeemed.
Bless them all.
I am redeemed, bought with a price, for Jesus has changed my whole life.
Yes.
Oh yeah. If anybody asked you just who I am, just tell them that I am redeemed.
Amen.
Amen.
Where there was hate, love now abides. Where there was confusion, peace now reigns. I'm walking with my Jesus.
Yes.
I'm a child of the King,
right.
And it's all because I am redeemed.
Amen.
Oh, I am redeemed, bought with a price, for Jesus has changed. Tell you of his grace.
Yes.
I tell you of his goodness to me. Oh yeah. He purchased my redemption.
Yes,
he did.
With his precious blood.
Amen.
Cause of him that I am redeemed.
Yes.
I am redeemed, bought with a price.
Yes.
But Jesus has changed my whole life.
Thank you, Lord.
That's where he died. for you and for me.
Yes, thank you, Lord.
And that's why we are redeemed.
Amen.
I am redeemed, bought with the price, for Jesus has changed my whole life. Oh yes, if anybody asks you just who I am, just gracious Father, in the name of Jesus.
Oh my.
Thank you, Lord, once again.
Thank you.
For allowing us to be in your presence.
Oh, thank you.
Allowing us, Lord, to be in your will.
Amen.
Lord, we thank you, Lord, for this church. We thank you for this congregation tonight.
Thank you.
Lord, we thank you, Lord, for your goodness. We thank you for your mercy.
Thank you.
Lord, we know that you hold all power.
Yeah.
You are the beginning and the end. You are the author and finisher of our faith. Lord, we thank you for touching us one day.
Yes.
Lord, we pray that you forgive us for our sins, our shortcomings. Lord, that you strengthen us while we weep.
Help us.
Pray that you continue to fold and mold us into whom you would have us to be.
Yes.
Lord, we pray for all of those that said, pray for me. Pray for those that are sick, Lord. We pray for those that are bereaved. Lord, we pray for healings to take place.
Well.
Lord, we know that you know better than us what we stand in need of.
Yeah.
Lord, we pray for our nation, if it is your holy will.
Yeah.
Pray for the leaders of the land, that they might realize that there is a God.
Yes.
Pray for the leaders of the world, Lord, that they might too understand that one day everybody must stand before the judge.
Yes.
Lord, we pray for those in hospitals and nursing homes.
Yes, Lord.
Yes.
Pray for those that are homeless. We pray for the fatherless and we pray for the motherless.
Yes.
Lord, we just pray, Lord, that you continue to guide and lead us.
Well.
And we know that you promised us that you will.
Yes.
Lord, as we come tonight, Lord, we ask a special prayer and blessing upon this church, Landmark Baptist, and their pastor. Lord, we pray for our church, Mount Union. Lord, we pray for all the churches that's represented here tonight.
Yes.
Pray for all your pastors and preachers,
Lord.
Lord, we pray for all of the saints. We might have what we need, faith to stand in times such as these. Pray, Lord, for our children, our grandchildren,
yes,
our great-grandchildren. Pray for our neighbors, and we pray for our neighbors' children.
Yes.
Lord, we just pray, Lord, that you continue to guide and lead us, and we know that you said you'd never leave us nor forsake us.
Yes.
As we come, Lord, standing between heaven and earth to preach your word, ask you, Lord, for your blessings from on high.
Bless them, Lord.
Yes.
Lord, bless us, Lord, so that we might be blessed and that we might be a blessing to those that hear. Lord, we thank you. And when we come down to a dying day, going into a room to come out no more, we pray, Lord, if it's your will to make our way easy, save us a place somewhere in your kingdom where we can praise you forevermore. In Jesus' name, thy darling son, we pray. Amen.
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 Amen. We're going to ask you to turn with us to the book of Job. Amen. The book of Job. Tonight, the 19th chapter, the book of Job, the 19th chapter. Amen. Found it, say amen.
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 Job County, probably felt like this guy. Heard a joke once about this guy that got caught up in a tree. He was hunting, and he got caught up in a tree wrestling a bear. And they were struggling and wrestling, and he had a friend that was hunting with him, and the friend had a rifle down on the ground, and he was trying to get a good shot at the bear, but he couldn't get a shot. He was afraid he was going to hit his friend. And after a while, friend told him to shoot, shoot. He said, "I'm scared. I'm going to hit you." He said, "Well, just shoot up here anyway. One of us has got to get some relief." Sometimes life can be that way.
That's right. Yeah.
Amen?
Amen.
From the book of Job, I'm going to read quite a bit. I'm going to start with the first chapter. It says, "Then Job answered and said, how long will ye vex my soul and break me in pieces with words? Mm-hmm. These 10 times have ye reproached me. Ye are not ashamed that ye make yourselves strange to me. And be it indeed that I have erred, my error remaineth with myself. If indeed ye will magnify yourselves against me and plead against me my reproach, know now that God have overthrown me and have compassed me with his net. Behold, I cry out of wrong, but I am not heard. I cry aloud, but there is no judgment. He hath fenced up my way that I cannot pass, and he hath set darkness in my paths. He hath stripped me of my glory and taken the crown from my head. He hath destroyed me on every side, and I am gone, and my hope hath he removed like a tree. He hath also kindled his wrath against me, and he counteth me unto him as one of his enemies. His troops come together and raise up their way against me and encamp round about my tabernacle. He hath put my brethren far from me, and my acquaintance are verily estranged from me. My kinfolks have failed, and my familiar friends have forgotten me. Mm-hmm. They that dwell in mine house and my maids count me for a stranger. I am alien in their sight. Mm-hmm. I called my servant, and he gave me no answer. I entreated him with my mouth. My breath is strange to my wife, though I entreated for the children's sake of my own body. Yea, young children despise me. I arose and they spake against me. All my inward friends abhorred me, and they whom I loved I turned against me. My bone cleaveth to my skin and to my flesh. I am escaped with the skin of my teeth. Have pity upon me. Have pity upon me. O ye my friends, for the hand of God hath touched me. Why do ye persecute me as God and are not satisfied with my flesh? Oh, that my words were now written. Oh, that they were printed in a book. That they were graven with an iron pen and laid in the rock forever. For I know that my Redeemer liveth, that he shall stand at the latter day upon the earth. And though after my skin worms destroy this body, yet in my flesh shall I see God, whom I shall see for myself, and my eyes shall behold, and not another, though my reins be consumed within me." Amen.
Amen.
Amen. I want to use verse 25. "For I know my Redeemer lives."
Yes.
Amen.
Amen.
Last night we talked about trouble doesn't last always. Mm-hmm. You know, many times we have good days, and sometimes we have not so good days.
Right.
And we can't dwell on the present.
Right.
But we have to dwell on God's promises. And he said he'd not leave us nor forsake us. And he said that one day he'll make everything all right.
Hey, man.
I preached Sunday about the laborers in the vineyard.
Yeah.
Amen. He told them to go in the vineyard and work.
Mm.
Yeah.
And I'll pay you
yeah.
what is right.
Yeah.
Sometimes we just have to look forward.
That's right.
Amen. Amen. To the end of the day.
Amen.
The scripture said, Jesus said, I must work while it's day.
That's right.
Because night is coming when no man can work.
That's right.
I believe that we all have a job to do.
Amen.
The Lord has something for all of us to do, and he's given us time to do it.
Amen.
And while we're here, we are supposed to be about our Father's
right.
Amen.
Last night when talked about trouble doesn't last always, but we have to suffer a while, the Bible says, and then he will make us perfect. He will
Amen.
Complete us. He will establish us. But before that, Peter said, be sober. Mm-hmm. Said be vigilant.
Right.
Because your devil, the adversary, goes to and fro, seeking whom he may devour.
That's right.
Our enemy is the devil.
Right.
Amen. Sometimes we look for him in a red suit. Amen. With a pitchfork. But the devil, he comes in all shapes and sizes.
Sure.
If he can't get to you one way, he'll try to get to you another.
Yeah. Amen.
Amen. Oftentimes, those around you and those that are closest to you, mm-hmm. devil will try to work through them.
Amen.
Come in some good-looking figures sometimes. Good-looking men, good-looking women.
That's right.
With sweet talking. Mm-hmm. Amen. The devil, he's got lots of tricks.
Amen.
Somebody said he doesn't play fair. He'll change the rules on you right in the middle of the game. Somebody said he hits below the belt.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
He doesn't play fair at all.
That's
and when we look at Job, we see the devil at work.
Amen.
The Bible says that he came along with that amongst the sons
of right.
in before God. He came in. That lets us know that he has access to God.
Yeah.
Amen.
Yeah.
And then the Bible says that Job was a perfect. And upright man.
Yeah.
And he chose evil. In other words, he shunned evil. He tried to stay away from it.
Yeah.
He tried to keep himself from the appearance of all evil.
Amen.
He tried to keep himself unspotted from the world.
Yeah. Amen.
And Satan came along with the sons of God, and he came before God. You know, God doesn't judge us. Amen. He says, I came not to condemn. Amen. Jesus says, I come not to condemn, but he came to save.
Yeah.
Judas was right there with the other 12 apostles. And he saw all of the miracles that the other apostles seen.
Yeah.
But the Bible says that Judas was the son of perdition.
That's right.
He was there when Jesus got ready to go home. He says, I've kept all of them except for one, the son of perdition,
Amen.
So that the scriptures might be fulfilled.
Yeah.
Amen. Don't you know on the day of judgment, evil is there so that God may be glorified?
Yeah,
don't you know Satan has a purpose?
Yeah.
Amen. His purpose is to weed out those that are really not real and sincere
about
serving the Lord.
Yeah.
And he's good at his job.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
One guy told me one time, I'm going to do something to you the devil's never done to you. I said, what's that? He says, I'm going to leave you alone. But the Bible said that he'll flee for a season.
Yeah.
But he's always coming back.
Amen.
I had a good preaching friend of mine that asked my father one time, they both dead and gone now. He said, he asked my father, he says, will the devil ever leave you alone? And my father said, when you got one foot in the grave, he's going to be holding on to the other. Amen. But the victory is already won.
That's right.
And we have to realize that. Amen. But God didn't come, Jesus didn't come to judge, but there's one that come after us that judge.
That's right.
The Word of God judges us.
Yeah.
It lets us know what's right and what's wrong.
Right.
Amen. And the Bible said that you can know His true people, you can judge them by their fruit. The Word of God lets us know. Amen.
Right.
But Satan came along with the sons of God.
Yeah.
And in a way, he God put Satan on Job.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Bible said
sure.
Job prayed for his children.
Right. Sure did.
Yeah.
Amen.
Yeah.
Had 7 sons and he had 3 daughters.
That's right.
Yeah.
And he prayed just in case they had sinned.
That's right. Right. You're right.
He was a perfect and upright man.
Amen.
I see him that he was an upstanding citizen there in earth.
Well,
in the way God put Satan on Job. He says, have you considered my servant Job?
Well,
and Satan said, Satan says, I know him.
Yeah.
And he says, and you got a heads about it.
Yeah. Yeah.
Doesn't it make you feel good?
Right.
That you know that God has a heads about it.
Yeah.
Satan can't do but so much to you.
Yeah.
Because God's got his heads.
Yeah.
Isn't that all right?
Yeah, it's all right.
And Satan said, if you take the heads down away from him, he'll curse you to your face.
Yeah.
Amen. And
amen.
One day the Bible says that on an average day that Job was out and he had all kinds of livestock.
Sure
he had four different servants.
Yeah.
One servant came and told him that you've lost all your livestock and I only survived in order to come back and tell you.
Right.
And another servant did the same thing, and third servant did the same thing.
Yeah.
And then another servant came in and said, all your children was over to your son's house eating, and a great storm came and it took all of them away and it killed all of them.
Yeah.
Job lost everything in one day. Isn't that all right? And he went home and he said, blessed be the name of the Lord.
Yeah.
Naked I came in, and naked I shall leave.
Yeah.
Isn't that all right?
Yeah.
Even his wife turned against
him and
said, why don't you curse God and die?
Yeah.
And he said, woman, did you expect to receive good from God and not to receive evil?
Well,
isn't God all right?
Yeah.
And then he had three friends to come and talk to him. Amen. As a matter of fact, it was four, and it was supposed to be coming to try to console them,
but
end up trying to blame him and basically saying, Job, we know that you've sinned somewhere, but Job maintained his integrity.
Yeah.
Isn't that all right?
Yeah.
And he said, blessed be God. Amen.
Amen.
Even though he slay me,
yet
shall I trust in him. Then God, all right.
Amen.
Come down to chapter 19. Job was feeling pretty down.
You're right.
He even cursed the day that he was born.
Right.
Right.
But he came down to hear, amen, and he says, I know that my redeemer of living. Sometimes life gets kind of hard, amen. But you got to know that your redeemer of living. I know that he lives. About a man named Jesus said in the beginning was the Word and the Word was with God.
Oh, yeah.
Isn't that all right? And the Word was God and the Word became living flesh.
Yeah.
There wasn't nothing created that wasn't created by Him.
Amen.
I know that my Redeemer lives. All time have been set around this man called Jesus. Isn't that all right? Over 2,000 years they've been telling the story. Amen.
Yeah.
He came down from heaven.
Amen.
This old green earth.
Yeah.
He healed the sick and he raised the dead.
Yeah.
Isn't that all right? And he went to that old rugged cross.
Yeah.
Got up on that third and appointed morning. Cleared all power and heaven and earth within his hand.
Yeah.
2,000 years.
Yeah.
Telling the story.
Man.
Isn't that all right? I know that my Redeemer liveth. My mother told me one day,
I
have to die.
Yeah.
Isn't that all right?
Yeah.
But if you call on the Lord, He will hear and answer prayer.
Sure will.
I called on Him for myself, and He came into my life at the age of 9. Since that day, sometimes up, sometimes down, but I've always had a conversation with the Lord. One time in my life, I got so far out there in the sea, Brother Wade, that I couldn't find a lighthouse. Didn't know whether I was lost, didn't know whether I was saved, but I asked the Lord to have mercy on me. Then one day, let me know that everything got my heart right when I repented and turned from a wicked way. He came back.
Yeah.
And let me know everything was all right.
Yeah.
I hear David when he says, restore my joy to me.
Yeah.
I know how it feels to have
my
joy restored.
Yeah.
I know that my Redeemer lives.
Yeah.
The Bible said he created the sun and he created the moon.
Yeah.
He put the big light out there and he put the little light in the night.
Isn't that all? Yeah.
I know that he lived because the Bible says that he created man
from
the dust of the ground. Breathed into his nostrils and became a living soul.
Yeah,
I don't believe in evolution. I don't believe that we came from apes. Isn't that alright?
Bless him, Lord.
I believe that God and we became a living soul.
Redeemer
lives.
Yeah.
The Bible says that after Adam and Eve sinned, he made a promise that the seed of woman would bruise the head of the seed of own serpent.
Amen.
I know that he lived.
Yeah.
Because when Noah was there after Methuselah, the world got so wicked.
Yes.
Isn't that all right? That he told Noah to get his children together. One but eight souls saved.
Come on.
Two came in, two but two of all the and when they came in, the door locked.
Yeah.
It's alright.
Yeah.
He said that it's gonna rain. And he's coming back again.
Yeah,
he said it's gonna rain.
Yeah.
And they went out and the rain came and began to rain for 40 days and 40 nights.
Isn't
that alright?
Yeah,
after that he opened the door and they came out again. Alright.
Yeah.
I know that my Redeemer lived. Man began to get wicked.
Bless him, Lord.
When they was there at the Tower of Babel and they thought they would build a tower all the way to heaven, but the earth wasn't able to do it because God changed the language.
So it is. You found it.
And we have to scatter it all over the world. Redeemer lives. God spoke to Abraham a few generations later. Isn't that all right?
Yeah.
And he said, you need to leave your people. Go to a land that I'll show you. I'll be your God. Isn't that all right?
Bless you, my John.
Abraham got up.
Isn't
that all right?
Yeah.
And he calls Abraham to fall into a deep sleep.
Yeah.
Isn't that all right?
Yeah.
I'm going to take this seed down. They're going to be in another country for 400 years.
Yeah.
After that, I'll go down and judge that nation and bring them out. God, all right.
Amen.
Then Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob.
Yeah.
Isn't that all right?
Yeah.
And the brothers got mad at Jacob's sons. And the brothers got mad at Joseph.
Yeah.
Sold him down into slavery.
Right.
Isn't that all right?
Amen.
God took care of him while he was in prison.
Boy.
He blessed him anyhow.
Yeah.
Everything that he touched, God blessed.
Amen.
Isn't that all right?
Amen.
Because God had a plan in order to deliver his people.
Yeah.
Isn't God all right? God rose Joseph up. Became number two in charge.
Amen.
Bought Jacob and all the rest of the family down.
Sure
and stayed down for 400 years.
Yeah.
Isn't that all right?
Yeah.
And then a king came up that didn't know Joseph. Isn't that all right? They began to mistreat the people. And then the Lord had Moses born. Isn't that all right?
Yeah.
They was planning on killing him. But the Pharaoh's daughter drawed him out of the water. Raised as a grandson of Pharaoh.
Amen.
Alright. Moses was out one day and he saw his brethren fighting.
Yeah.
Isn't that alright?
Yeah.
Thought he would show them and try to help them. And an Egyptian was mistreating one of his brethren. And Moses killed that Egyptian. Then he went back and saw them fighting one day. And they tried to break them up.
Yeah.
And they said, who put you ruler over? Isn't that alright?
Yeah.
Then Moses thought he'd better get out of town.
Yeah.
And run out of town.
Yeah.
Yeah. Standing on the mountain one day.
Yeah.
Isn't that alright?
Yeah.
After he was married and after he was happy, he thought he was settled. But there was a fire burning on the mountain. He thought he'd go aside and look at it.
Woo!
Alright.
Yeah.
He went to look at it. God spoke to him.
Sure.
And he said, take your shoes off.
Yeah,
because you're standing on a staff down, and it turned into a snake. Isn't that all right? If I'd been him, I'd been running.
He did run.
He told him to pick it up again, and it turned back into a staff. He told Moses to go down to Egypt, tell old Pharaoh to let my people go.
Yeah.
I told him my Redeemer lives.
Yeah.
Isn't that all right?
Amen.
After the 10 plagues, he brought them out.
Sure,
Pharaoh thought he would go chasing after. They backed up against the Red Sea. Isn't that all right? They was upset with Moses, but God told Moses, stand still.
See the salvation of the Lord.
Redeemer lived, went out into the wilderness, stayed there 40 years because they didn't believe God.
Had to get
these
angel
people
them.
Looked like grasshoppers. They looked like grasshoppers in the eyes of the giants.
Yeah.
Even though they've seen all God had done, they still didn't believe it.
Amen.
Isn't that just like us?
Yeah.
God has brought us a mighty long way.
Woo!
Help us all these years. Wakes us up in the morning.
Yeah.
Starts us a brand new day. We know we didn't do it ourselves.
Amen.
Nobody but God.
Amen.
Is in a right mind.
Woo!
Watched over our families.
Amen.
Allowed us to provide a living for ourselves.
Amen.
He gave us jobs when we had no jobs.
Woo!
He brought us a mighty long way.
Glory.
He brought us all the way.
Amen.
Still, sometimes, oh ye of little faith, we just don't believe it. Isn't that right?
Right.
God is God.
Woo!
I know.
Thank you.
They walked across on dry land.
Yeah.
40 years in the wilderness because they didn't trust God. The children that they thought they was gonna die, they ended up going in.
You're right.
They trusted God.
Yeah.
Isn't that all right?
Yeah.
I know.
Amen, Brother Jones.
I know.
Well,
there are Redeemer
lives. Amen. Isn't that good?
Because of the written word.
Yeah.
Because of the living word. I know.
Yeah.
That he
lives. Amen.
And he raised up.
Yes.
The judges.
Bless him, Lord.
Then he raised up David.
Sure did.
Yeah.
And he raised up Solomon.
Sure did.
David wanted to build a temple for God.
Amen.
Isn't that all right?
Yeah.
But he didn't allow him to build it.
Too bloody
hands. He told him he would allow his son to build a temple.
Yeah.
Isn't God all right?
Yeah.
I know that my Redeemer lives.
Yes.
And Solomon built a great temple.
Amen.
Isn't that all right?
Yeah.
He built a great temple. It was built on the spot where Abraham offered his son Isaac.
Wow.
And when he offered his son, amen, and God stopped him from sacrificing his son.
Yeah.
And there was a ram in the bush. He built it on the same spot when David was disobedient and he became prideful. And a great plague came on the nation of Israel because of David's pride. And he was going through killing everybody. And David had to go make an offering at the threshold of Onan.
It
was built on that same spot. That lets me know that God has a plan.
Woo!
He's there in the beginning. Isn't that all right?
Yeah.
He's going to see everything work out.
Yeah,
if God is fire,
amen.
The Bible says, who can be against you? But it says all day long, we are counted like sheep for the slaughter.
Right.
Why is that? Because we've been touched with God.
Amen.
You know what he's done for.
Amen.
And when you know what he's done for you, you can't turn your back on
him.
Amen. He's been too good. His grace and his mercy. Not because we're good, but because of his grace.
Amen.
Because he has to use somebody. He allows us to be in his service.
Amen.
All right.
Yeah.
All you got to do is ask him.
Yeah.
He'll use you. Amen.
Amen. Praise God.
That's right.
I know there are Redeemer lives.
Amen.
Even though Job was going through all of that trouble because of his personal relationship with God.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He knew that God was God.
Had some hope. Right? Yeah. Yeah.
He says, I know that my Redeemer lives. Amen. And when those worms is eating up this skin flush, I know that I see him. For myself.
That's right.
Isn't that all right?
Yeah.
Something that you got to know for yourself.
That's right.
All you got to do is ask him.
Amen.
Amen.
What blind Bartimaeus.
He's long-suffering.
Yeah.
Not willing that anybody should be lost.
Amen.
Gave his only begotten Son.
Yeah. Made the way.
So that whosoever will may not perish, but have eternal life. Isn't that something?
Amen.
Almighty God.
Yes, He's Almighty.
Omnipotent. Omnipresent.
Amen, preacher.
Isn't that all right?
Woo!
Yeah.
All powerful.
Amen.
Desires to have a relationship.
Yes, Lord. Thank you, Lord Jesus.
No matter how many times we fall short.
Yeah.
No matter what we've done in life.
That's right.
You can be saved.
Amen.
No matter how
much
you think you've messed up.
That's right, preacher.
If you call on the Lord,
Come
on. He will hear.
Sure enough.
Yes, He does.
Give you a brand new start. Yeah. Is that all right?
Amen.
Give you a new nature.
Sure will.
Old things will pass away.
Yeah.
All things will become new.
Yes,
amen.
Right.
Where you was once blind.
Now
you'll be able to see.
Amen.
When you was once lost,
right.
Now you know you're fine.
Yeah.
Amen.
Yeah.
Go to bed, get up, He walks with you.
Yeah.
You lay down, He's with you.
Amen.
In the middle of the day, even on your job, you can talk to Him.
That's right.
I've learned to talk to Him even while I'm in a conversation.
Oh, yeah.
In between my words and talking to you, I can talk to Jesus.
Amen.
And He's guiding my word.
Yeah.
Amen.
You all right?
Amen. Yeah.
Go ye into all the world.
That's right. Yeah.
Baptize. Teach them to observe all things, baptizing in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost.
Amen, brother.
And lo, I am with you always, even until the end of the world.
Amen.
Stay with him, Brother Way.
Amen.
Yes, you're a great inspiration to me. Landmark, you're a great inspiration to me.
Thank you.
Stay with the Lord.
Yeah.
After a while, by and by, everything will be all right.
Amen.
If you don't know the Lord, those on Facebook, if you don't know the Lord,
bless him.
Go down on
your
knees.
Yeah. Wherever you are.
Seek him while he may be.
Whosoever
call upon him while he's near. Yeah.
Shall be saved.
Amen.
Amen.
That's all you got to do.
That's right.
Yeah.
Call on the name of the Lord.
Amen.
He hears and He answers prayer. Mm-hmm. May God bless you. May He forever keep you.
Ooh, glory.
Amen. Yeah. Brother Wayne.
Glory. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Bible says God chose the foolishness of preaching
Amen.
To save them that believe. It may not make no sense to you, but God knows what He's doing.
Yeah.
That's right.
He preached about old Joburg knowing that his Redeemer liveth.
Yeah.
Somebody wrote a song that says, "You ask me how I know He lives.
Yeah. He lives
within my heart."
Yeah.
All right.
Oh, I remember David, he took his rightful place on the throne of my heart.
Right. Yeah, that's right.
That emptiness right there got filled. I became whole.
Yeah.
He'd been there now 34 years. Well, I'm glad I got Jesus on board.
Amen.
Amen.
I'm telling you, buddy, He's not only coming back, but He's coming back for His.
Yeah, that's right.
When He comes back for His, I'm one of the ones leaving with Him, amen.
Amen.
I'm leaving out of here. I'm in my Egypt right now. I'm looking forward to my promised land, amen.
That's right.
Hey, I got my bags packed. I'm like, Brother Ed, tonight be a good night for the Lord.
Yeah, right.
I just know in an hour you think not.
That's right.
He's coming.
Amen.
Yeah.
Good, be ready. I'm going to ask the song leader.
Be
we don't have a piano player tonight. I'd like to ask Brother Jerry if he would, maybe sing a verse of invitation to him. Can you do it, brother?
Yeah.
I'd like to ask everybody to stand. Maybe there's some second thoughts. Maybe you got some, you know, some reservations. Hey, everybody can go to heaven, but everybody's not going.
Right.
Why ain't y'all going, Brother Eddie? Well, they haven't asked the Lord to be their Savior.
Amen.
He talked about a Redeemer. That's somebody that's been redeemed. Somebody's paid money. I mean, owed a debt I could not pay.
All right.
He paid a debt he did not owe. And when he did, I got redeemed. Amen.
Amen.
Not redeemed with corruptible things, of silver and gold, but with the precious blood of the Lamb of God, without spot, without blemish. You got to have Him.
Yes.
Whoso has the Son has life. He that hath not the Son of God hath not life. Make sure you're redeemed or you'll be left behind. Go ahead. Go ahead, Brother John.
Number 124, first verse.
Just as I am without one plea,
Jerry.
Amen.
You know, that's the invitation of God. Jesus said in John 5:40, He said, you will not come to me that you may have life. He said, that's the problem. You won't come. And then He went on to say in John 6:37, all that come to me, I will in no wise turn away.
Amen.
So there's no problem on His end. So if you haven't been to Jesus, you know, I wouldn't put that off.
Amen.
That's right.
The Bible said we got no promise of tomorrow unless you're saved. If you're saved, you got the promise of eternity. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
And I like having eternity. I like pilling my head knowing the worst thing happened to me. Wake up in heaven. Amen.
All right.
My wife, she's a little jealous of me. She said, I wish I could sleep like you do. I said, honey, just get right with God. It's a package deal. She said, I'll knock your eye out. She wasn't kidding either. I wouldn't sleep. I was playing dead end. Amen. And the Bible says He giveth His beloved sleep. And that is a package deal. Amen. Hallelujah. Anybody got a word on your heart? Been good. Been good to be here tonight. Hey? Ought to be a testimony or two.
Thank the good Lord for saving me. The best thing I done was the day I got saved.
Amen, Brother Patrick.
Amen.
Brother Danny Pace baptized me. He said, are you still on that cloud? I said, I'm going to ride it to the end.
Amen.
Amen, Brother Mitchell. The psalmist said, my heart's fixed. And you know, Lord, He did fix it. The only way they could find a problem with me is to find a problem with Him. You see, Paul said, being found in Him, not having mine own righteousness, but the righteousness of Christ. You see,
Amen.
He imputed His righteousness to me. Now when God looks on me, He sees the blood.
Amen.
I get passed over. I deserve hell. But I get passed over and I get heaven.
Yeah.
It's Lord's doing. I don't even understand it myself. It's something He wanted to do.
Amen.
Leave His life.
Amen.
Anybody else?
Brother Wade, I want to thank the Lord for being here, and I want to thank Brother Charles for what He gave us.
Man, wasn't that good?
But nobody else might have got nothing, but I got revived myself this week.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah, Sister Carol.
Amen. God bless you.
Amen.
God bless you.
I believe I heard another.
I was just going to say I'm very blessed to have been here each night. Brother Charles brought an excellent lesson every
night. Amen. I'm telling you right now, he's holding back
all
tonight.
The people that missed it, it's they're lost. We want to say thank you for coming and spreading the word with
us.
God bless you.
I feel blessed to have come and learned the lessons that you taught this week.
Amen. Yes. Good. Good meeting.
I'm sitting here thinking about him with his preacher and talking about his mother and dad.
Yeah.
I've lived around his mother and dad.
Amen, Brother James.
All my life.
Yeah.
And fine people.
Yeah.
And, of course, I have a place out there next to Raymond, and we'll still live out there.
Yeah.
But I used to live at Oakland, and which I'm sure some of these people may know him. Porter and Bloody Hill. And I used to live just right across the railroad from them.
Yeah.
And I was real young. And that was before I was saved. And they'd get out there late of evening in a swing, and they'd get saying, "My God is real."
Yeah.
And I'm going to tell you, you could cut it with a knife.
Amen, Brother James. Yeah.
All right.
And,
yeah.
You know, as we go through life, sometimes we may not think, well, that's not very much, but again, it may stick with you all.
Bless you, Brother James. Amen. Right. You remember that.
Amen.
Yeah.
And I just thank the Lord for
Amen.
Being good to me, being in my life. Thank him for everything.
Amen, Brother James.
Amen.
Amen, brother. We're glad to have y'all. Some of y'all visitors, some of you members, some of you just come for revival. Hey, we're glad to have you. I'm telling you, y'all made the revival. The preacher done the preaching. He liked to hear a big amen every now and then, a big shout every now and then, glory every now and then.
Amen.
I'm telling you, the Bible says, let the redeemed of the Lord say so.
All right.
We say so little. Let's say a little more. Amen. Hallelujah, glory.
All right.
Anybody else?
All right. Amen.
I want to thank the Lord for being able to be here.
Amen.
Last week.
Bless my heart. She was going to try to come one time.
I had
she said, "I'm hoping to come one time anyway."
You've been here every night.
Every night.
Lord,
woo!
No, he's been with me.
Yeah.
I know he's good to me.
Yes.
I call on him every day. Just, Lord, help me through another day.
Mm-hmm.
And he does. And
Amen.
I thank him for it.
Amen.
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 He's given me down through life.
Brother Kenneth sung that song, "I'm Blessed," right there it is. It's all manifested right there. Brother, she got to come every night. She said, "I'm just hoping to be able to come one night."
Amen.
Lord said, "We'll see her there." Yeah.
Amen.
Yeah. He sung the song. She felt the song. I'm telling you. Amen.
Amen.
Anybody else got a word on your heart?
Brother Wade, we'd like to ask my wife if she has any remarks, and also Brother Warner, he's been
all right.
Up tonight.
Yeah. What about you, Vanessa? You got anything on your heart about the Lord?
Yes, I would like to say I'm so blessed to be here. I'm so blessed to have been able to come all of the nights.
Yeah.
I have truly met some new friends. And
Amen.
Truly Amen. Met only not new friends, but friends in Christ.
Amen.
Amen. And I just been real forward. Pastor has preached this week.
Amen.
And we've only been, like he said the other day, been married 3 weeks, but it's been a good 3 weeks.
Amen. Amen, Sister Vanessa. Bible said, "Woe to him that's alone when he falleth. He hath not another to help him up." See, God already saw we had a problem, so he said he's going to help him with it.
Amen.
Go ahead. I didn't mean to interrupt.
No, you're fine. Landmark Baptist Church, I feel the Spirit, and you all just keep on keeping on and believing and trusting in God.
Yeah.
Amen.
Don't waver. Just keep on keeping on.
Amen. God bless you, Sister Vanessa. I had never met her. This soon I met her, I realized that she was a woman professing godliness.
Yeah, right.
I saw how she conducted herself, and I just salute my brother, commend him. You know, the Bible says, "Whoso findeth a wife findeth a good thing, obtaineth the favor of the Lord."
Amen.
And a prudent wife is a gift from God.
Yeah.
And you know, it's Bible first not good mention the Bible, not good for a man to be alone. God saw the need. Done the very first anesthesiology, done the very first successful surgery, took a rib out of sight of Adam. Now that rib made a woman. Done the very first marriage ceremony. And then the first thing he said, "For this cause shall a man leave his father." We got Mother's Day coming up this Sunday. First time mother is mentioned right there in the marriage vows. "For this cause shall a man leave his father and his mother and cleave to his wife."
Yeah.
"And they twain shall be one flesh."
Amen.
"What God has joined together, Amen. Let not man put asunder."
Amen.
Marriage is ordained of God. And, well, I don't think we give much thought to that. But, you know, I took a vow with God over my wife 47 years ago.
Yeah.
And I remember, buddy, it's better or worse. It don't always get better. Rich or poor, it don't always get richer. Good times, bad, don't always get good. You know, till death do you part. She told me one day, she said, don't tell me, I already thought about killing you. I said, honey, you said till death do you part. She said, don't tell me, I done thought about it. Brother Werner, what you got on your heart now, brother?
Brother, I sat there, I said I would go say that for Charles to point me out.
Yeah!
But I was sat there, and it always amazes me. Charles and I, just like brothers, we're really closer than brothers.
Yeah.
And we've been through a lot of the same things in life. And I was just sitting there listening to him and admiring him when he was preaching. Well, from Genesis into Revelations.
Yeah.
He's told a story.
He's talking about tobacco tonight.
Talk about how good God is. I know about God.
Yeah.
And I know how good He is.
Yeah.
I've been down.
Yeah.
But God has picked me up.
Yeah.
Amen.
Been in the ditch.
Yeah.
God has picked me up. I've been alone.
Yeah.
God is with me.
He's the Potter.
I know what He's talking about. And I always tell my people, I said, you ought to always have something to say for the Lord.
Amen.
If the Lord has done something for you, at least you can tell somebody about how good He is. Because that's none of us.
Amen.
I don't care who we are. We've all, brothers and sisters, we've all got sin.
Yeah.
We still got sin. We walk in sin every day. We're tempted by sin.
Yeah.
I told them Sunday at church, I said, it's one thing that you got to remember. Sin, brothers and sisters, can't touch righteousness.
That's right.
But righteousness can demolish sin.
You're right.
It can do away with it.
Yeah.
But sin can't do nothing with righteousness.
Amen, brother.
The only thing it can do is turn and run away from it.
Amen. That's right.
Thank you, Charles.
Praise God.
You're standing on the word.
Amen.
For preaching the gospel of Jesus Christ. Somebody might not have been here tonight. You said somebody was on your heart. You've been praying long. But they didn't show up.
Yeah.
Somebody on that Facebook.
Yeah.
Somebody got saved.
Amen.
Somebody turned to the Lord. Somebody have been convicted of their sins.
Uh-huh.
And somebody is praying right now the Lord to save
them. Yeah. Amen. Maybe a bunch
all
of
all I say, Charles, is keep preaching.
Yeah.
Don't let nothing stop you.
Amen.
Just keep on keeping on. Everything will be all right.
Praise God.
My brother Crenshaw.
That's right.
Amen.
I've known this man for I don't know how many years. He was an inspiration in my life.
Amen.
And I have told him this before. He's been an inspiration in my life. He's a God-fearing man.
Amen.
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 I didn't know Vanessa until a few months ago, really. Mm-hmm. I had heard about Vanessa through my mother-in-law, through Minnie Smiley. I knew about her, but I didn't know her.
Yeah.
But since I've come to know her, she's a sweet person.
Yeah.
She's a chip off the old block.
Amen.
Brother Crenshaw just lost his wife.
That's
a few weeks, a few months ago, and her mother. Charles lost his wife a couple of years ago. I lost my wife 3 years ago. God blessed me with another one.
Because
we're sitting right here.
Amen.
Amen.
She's mine.
Amen.
I don't claim her always, but she's mine.
Amen.
God bless her. You got to go home with
her.
When you said somebody said God said it wasn't good for man to be alone.
That's right.
And it's not.
That's right. You're right.
You need somebody to share your life with.
Amen.
You need somebody to share your intimacy with.
Yeah, yeah.
Things you can talk to your kids about, but it's not like having a mate.
You're right.
And you said you're no more twain. But you become one flesh.
One flesh. They stay that way. They don't let the devil get in between.
So one hurts one, hurts the other.
Yeah.
That's the way it is.
You're on the same team.
On the same team.
There ain't no sense fighting like fighting with yourself.
I ain't going to fight with me long. You've never seen a man argue with himself.
That's right. The Bible said no man ever hated his own flesh.
Yes.
And it said, ye husbands, love your wives as Christ loved the church. That's unconditional love. No matter what. Say, honey, I love you.
That's right.
Pray for me.
It's called agape love. That's
the
love I got.
Amen.
I love my health, everybody. I love all of you here at Landmark Baptist Church.
Thank you.
I've seen this church. I go up this road every Sunday morning because I pastor church in Mumflesville. And I've been doing this for 33 years.
Yeah.
I go up this road every day. It was Sunday morning going up this church, and I look over here. When Charles told me where it was, and I look over here every time I go by to see what's going on at Landmark Baptist Church.
Amen.
I love all of you.
Amen. 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 The world.
And that's the only way you can get to heaven is the love.
Right.
Right.
And if you don't have right. love, I don't care who you are, you ain't going to heaven.
Right. Right. Amen. Amen.
So hereby we know we pass the death and the life because we love the brethren.
Amen. Amen.
Yeah, man. Exactly. I didn't love nobody any way till I got saved. I got him last on the list now. Amen. Are we done?
You know, we've got people listening and they've commented and they said, oh, we really enjoy the preaching and everything. What we got to do is just continue praying for those people that they'll come in.
Yeah.
You know, we can get them in, you know. Yeah. That's what we just got to keep doing.
Go ahead, there.
Go ahead,
that's
sir.
My father-in-law.
Pastor, worried. It's good to be here.
Yeah.
My daughter, she's been coming, and he's my son-in-law now.
Yeah.
Amen. So, proud to be.
He's a gospel preacher.
Hey, man, I agree with that.
I've known him for a long, long time.
Yeah.
I've really enjoyed his preaching. It's always good to be in God's house.
Sure is.
You can learn something and you can feel the spirit with God's people.
Amen.
I've been on this road for a long time. I haven't got tired yet.
Amen.
I know I had my ups and downs, but still, I'm on my way.
Amen.
And as he said, I lost my wife in November.
Mm-hmm.
She was my wife for 62 years.
Wow. Amen.
Five months and 10 days.
Hey, I'm telling you right now. Wow.
God kept us together.
I salute you, brother. Amen.
And, I said, that's my ups and downs, but still, I know who God is.
Amen.
Okay, enjoy it.
God bless you.
God bless you, brother.
God bless you.
His brother is my pastor.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Oval Frank Baptist Church.
Amen.
He's been up there, I think, for about 27 years.
Wow.
So, just enjoy being
here. Amen. Thank you.
Brother Wade,
yeah.
He's been deacon for my brother that long. And he was deacon. My father pastored that church.
Wow.
So he's been in the family a long time.
Amen.
I'm proud of God in his family.
Amen. Hallelujah. Anybody else got a word on your heart? We ain't pumping the well. We just want to give you an opportunity. If not, I'm going to get Brother Warner dismiss his word of prayer. What you got there?
I don't want to sit here and get cheated.
Amen. I like it on that fashion.
Tonight was my first night being here, and I just want to say, of course, Rita and I are with classmates. We went to school together. And it's just good to be here. And Pastor Fishback,
amen.
You just bless my heart.
Amen.
Praise God.
Like
praise
you God. Say, somebody out there on Facebook, is Brother Warner says
that's
Facebook,
right.
But it's Facebook.
It's all right.
Still, it's what it is. But
yeah.
Somebody out there is listening. And I just pray that somebody does get saved.
Amen.
This song is on my heart, and I just want to sing a portion of it. You are to tell somebody about Jesus.
Yeah.
I set you free. He's gave you the victory. You are to tell somebody about Jesus. Tell somebody about the goodness of the Lord.
Amen. Yeah. That's right.
You are that's to right. tell somebody.
Uh-huh.
Tell somebody about Jesus.
Amen.
How he set you free. He gave you the victory. You are to tell somebody.
Yeah.
Tell somebody about Jesus.
Tell somebody about the goodness of the Lord.
Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Amen. Jesus got them devils, right? That demonic man, he wanted to follow Jesus. He's clothed in his right mind. You know what Jesus told him? He said, go home and tell your family,
amen,
tell your friends what great things the Lord has done for you.
Amen.
Yeah, we need to tell somebody, amen, about Jesus.
Amen.
Brother Warner, you care to dismiss us? Word of prayer, brother?
Brother Wade, I just want to thank all that came, enjoyed fellowshipping with my neighbor,
yes,
Brother Mitchell, and
amen,
over there all week. And thanks, Sister Tina, for coming out tonight, along with Brother Kenner and everybody. I want to thank the Smiths family for coming.
Amen.
Praying that my father-in-law get back home safe.
Yeah, that's right.
Go ahead there, Brother Warner.
Holy Father, we come to thank you for this another day.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Father, for all that you've done in our lives today. You watched over us, Father, and you've taken care of us all. We pray, Father, thank you for this message that's been delivered here tonight.
Yes.
We pray, Father, that it will find a large place in hearts.
Oh, yeah, Lord.
Father, all that heard tonight, and Father, those that heard, help them to tell somebody else about,
yes,
what a good time has,
yes,
been going on,
yeah,
here at Mark Baptist Church. We pray for Brother Wade, God, that you would continue to lead,
yes,
and guide us
in
this path.
Yes.
Father, help him to preach and teach your uncompromising gospel,
mm-hmm,
to the lost world.
Yep.
Dying men and women, my Father, realize that they're lost and they come to you crying, what must I do to be saved?
Mm.
We pray for the leaders of our nation. Father, we pray for those people in the war-torn zones.
Yes.
Father,
help
that you
us.
Would be,
yes,
with them. That Father, be around,
yes,
strengthen them, God, and help them to hold
put
on to your unchanging hand.
Charles,
realizing and understanding, God, that even though they may go down on this side,
mm-hmm,
they got a home on the other side.
Yes.
Yes.
Father, we just ask you now to go with us and stand,
yes,
by us. We pray, God, you see us all safely back to our many,
yes,
homes.
Lord.
Father, bless our families. Bless those that was absent tonight, Father, that would like to have been here, that wasn't able to be.
Yes.
We pray, God, your blessings upon them. Father,
yes,
remember the lost again.
Yes.
And Father, go with us and stand by us as I pray. In thy Son Jesus' name we pray.
Yes.
Amen.
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 Thank you, Brother Warren. Thank y'all for coming. Man, I'm telling you right now, buddy. Woo! I'm talking how I did.
Thank you.
I've enjoyed being here.
This week.
Hey, man, let me turn this thing off.
I don't know.